Allow the Lord to speak to you. Allow the Lord to hold you. Allow the Lord to envelop you during this afternoon.
You are good and you are faithful.
Just had this picture of some of us like children learning to walk, hesitant to come forward into the courts of the Lord. And the Lord says, just put your hands out, Rainer. Just put your hands out, each one of you. There are angels there behind you. They want to take your hand and bring you to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I had a sense from Psalm 57:1. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. The sense I got was very much twofold in that. The second thing is the Lord is promising us the disaster will pass, no question. And the first part of that is, in the meantime, take refuge in me and I will protect you and I will see you through the next little while. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, dear Lord, your promises surpass all understanding. Your faithfulness to us surpasses all understanding. I just had a real image, a sense that we were like a beautiful sculpture that's been hidden, and it's taken, the sculptor is having to chip away at bits to reveal the beautiful sculpture again, whether it's covered in snow or dust or whatever it is, and slowly this sculpture is being revealed of the true purpose of what this is, what we're meant to be. And I think the Lord is walking in our midst. I think he's working in us. I think he's bringing us to a place where he wants us to be, and my thanks goes out to the Lord. It's just incredible to experience his grace and his faithfulness at this time. Thank you, dear Jesus.
At the beginning, I said that we had a plan for this afternoon and that we'd be open to the Holy Spirit possibly having a slightly different plan, but I think the Lord aligned his plans with ours. So to respond, actually, to Arthur's talk, I'm going to ask Claire to come up, and Claire has a Bible verse for us from the prayer time that I think maybe she knew what Arthur's last phrase was going to be there, but possibly not. But I think the Lord's really speaking to us and to respond to that. And then we'll go into intercessions, because I think it all leads in, that we're all looking after each other pastorally. And our prayer focus for today is going to be us as a body. So, Claire.
So, an encouragement to community from Romans 12, some verses in Romans 12. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.